have this idea that freedom is doing whatever you want, whenever you want, however you please. But have you ever noticed what happens when you try that? Chaos, not liberty. Disorder, not joy. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried living a week without any structure at all? Just get up when you feel like it, eat what you want, chase every new urge or whim. It sounds good for a day, maybe two. But pretty soon, the wheels start to come off. Meals at odd hours, missed appointments, unfinished projects piling up, a body that's sluggish, a mind that's scattered. The freedom people imagine starts to feel like quicksand. You see, real freedom is a paradox. It's not about having no rules. It's about having the right rules. Ones you've chosen. Ones that serve you, not enslave you. It's the kind of freedom that comes from structure. A painter can stand in front of a blank canvas and put any color, any shape, anywhere. But what happens if there are no boundaries, no technique, no vision? Just paint splashed here and there, a little dab, a wild stroke. There's no art, just a mess. But when the artist applies structure, when she uses lines, form, balance, suddenly the freedom inside the frame is multiplied. That's when creativity is born. Now, some people hear the word structure and they think, oh, that sounds like a cage. They mistake discipline for restriction. They imagine a schedule as a prison. But have you ever seen a world-class musician at work? He follows scales and technique for hours every day, not because he's forced, but because the repetition and the order are what set him free on stage. When the time comes for improvisation, for inspiration, it flows from years of practice structure. There's a lesson in that. Years ago, I watched a young man try to live by impulse. Every day was a new adventure, but his results never changed. He was always struggling to pay his bills, always late for the important things, always starting over. One day he asked, "Why can't I ever get ahead?" The answer was simple. He had confused liberty with license. Freedom is not found in the absence of discipline. Freedom is found in the mastery of it. Think about your own life. The greatest moments of freedom, true freedom, are the ones you've earned. When you've put in the work, built the habits, kept your promises to yourself, you know the feeling. When you walk into a room prepared, when your finances are in order, when your health is strong, because you honored your commitments day after day, that's when you get to enjoy the rewards. Structure is not the enemy of freedom. It is the foundation of it. Chaos is what steals your options, robs you of your energy, and leaves you at the mercy of every outside force. But structure, self-imposed, intelligently designed, hands you the keys. It doesn't close doors, it opens them. So today, as we talk about the systems that create freedom, I want you to remember this. If you want to enjoy more liberty, don't ask for fewer responsibilities. Design better ones. Don't wish for a life with no boundaries. Build boundaries that work for you. That's where the paradox lies. Freedom, real and lasting, is born from the right kind of structure. Let's take a look at what separates those who drift from those who rise. It comes down to something I call the system mindset. See, every successful person you meet, every high achiever, whether it's in business, health, or personal growth, operates by design, not by emotion. People often ask, "Jim, how do you keep making progress year after year? Is it just motivation, inspiration?" I always tell them, no, it's something stronger. It's a system. Because emotion is fickle. Motivation can come and go. But a well-designed system turns your best intentions into daily routines, and it turns discipline into automatic progress. Years ago, I was introduced to the power of routines. At first, I resisted the idea. It sounded dull, even mechanical. But then I started to notice something. The people I admired most didn't just set goals. They built systems to reach them. They didn't leave it up to chance or willpower. They had a plan. They had a routine. I remember visiting a friend who ran a successful business. He had a set way of starting his day. Phone calls at a certain hour, paperwork in a certain stack, a meeting every afternoon at the same time. At first, it looked rigid. But as I watched, I realized the structure gave him freedom. He never wasted time wondering what to do next. He didn't have to make 100 decisions before breakfast. The systems he created handled the routine, so his mind could focus on opportunities. When you have a system, you don't have to fight the same battles day after day. Think about your health. If you decide every morning whether to exercise or not, you'll lose half those battles before you start. But if you build a system, a routine that begins before your mind has a chance to negotiate, you just get it done. The system wins where willpower fails. That's what it means to operate by design. Successful people don't let feelings decide their schedule. They let systems guide their actions. They create habits out of what matters most. Instead of hoping for discipline, they design for it. And once a habit is set, it works in the background. The energy once spent deciding, resisting, or worrying is freed up for bigger things. Ask yourself, what could you achieve if your most important actions happened automatically, every day, with no struggle, no debate? That's what systems are for. They make excellence normal. They make progress predictable. The athlete with a training routine, the writer with a set time to create, the leader with a weekly review. These people use systems to convert dreams into reality. And it's not just about business or achievement. The system mindset can transform relationships, learning, even your finances. When you automate the right behaviors, saving a portion of your income, reading each evening, scheduling quality time, you start to see steady, compounding growth in every area. So don't trust your goals to chance. Don't wait for inspiration to strike. Build a system. Design your days so the best parts of you show up, whether you feel like it or not. That's how ordinary routines turn into extraordinary results. Remember, systems don't remove freedom. They create it. They clear the path so you can move forward with less friction and more clarity. Every system you design becomes a silent partner in your progress. Now, before we move on, we need to talk about motivation. Now, I love to be motivated. Who doesn't? I still attend seminars to this day. I enjoy a good talk that gets the blood moving and the mind churning. It's powerful stuff. But here's the truth. Motivation is a spark, not an engine. It gets you started, but it can't carry you to the finish line by itself. How many times have you felt fired up after reading a great book or listening to a stirring message, only to find yourself right back where you started a few days later? The energy fades, the passion cools, and there you are, stuck with the same old routines, the same old habits. You see, motivation alone is never enough. Let me give you an example. Have you ever watched the gym in January? People flood in, inspired by resolutions and fresh starts. The treadmills are full, the weights are moving. Everybody's determined. But fast forward a month or two, where did they all go? The spark of motivation burned bright, but it didn't last. The only ones left are those who built a system, who made exercise part of their regular schedule, who let structure do the heavy lifting when motivation ran out. Motivation can make you feel 10 feet tall for an hour or a day. But if you don't channel that energy into a repeatable system, it evaporates. A great idea without a system behind it is just wishful thinking. That's why some people collect notebooks full of plans, dreams, and goals and never see them materialize. They confuse the feeling of excitement with the reality of progress. When I started out in business, I was full of energy, I'd wake up with big ideas and new ambitions. But after a few disappointments, I learned the winners aren't the ones who get the most inspired, but the ones who keep moving forward when the excitement wears off. It's the daily habits, the quiet routines, the systems that turn fleeting motivation into real achievement. So what's the lesson? Don't build your life around the hope of staying motivated. Instead, create systems that keep you on track when your feelings dip, because they will. Feelings are like the weather, sunny today, cloudy tomorrow, but a system is like a train on rails. It keeps rolling whether the sky is clear or stormy. Have you ever noticed that the people who accomplish the most seem the calmest? They're not rushing from one emotional high to another. They move with purpose. Their actions aren't dependent on how they feel in the moment, but on the systems they've put in place. When energy is low, the system carries them. When motivation returns, it builds on a foundation that's already solid. You can use motivation to get started, but you must rely on systems to keep going. Let motivation be the spark that lights the fire, but let your systems be the steady flame that keeps it burning long after the excitement's gone. Remember, the goal isn't just to feel good about what you could do. It's to consistently do what you set out to do, day after day. That's the difference. That's why systems matter more than motivation alone. Now, if systems are what sustain us, how do you actually build them into your life? It starts with designing your daily framework. Now, that might sound like a tall order, but it's really about small choices repeated over time. Choices that create predictable patterns for the essentials. I learned early on that the way you begin your day often determines the way you end it. Think about it. If you start the morning in a scramble, chasing after time, the rest of the day feels rushed and reactive. But if you start with intention, with a routine you've chosen, everything else flows smoother. I'm a firm believer in morning routines. Not routines that weigh you down, but ones that lift you up. For some, it's reading a few pages of something inspirational. For others, it's a brisk walk, a moment of reflection, or setting down goals for the day. When you build a predictable pattern at the start of your day, your mind gets the message, this is a day that matters. And it's not just mornings. The framework stretches to learning, fitness, and even how you reflect on your progress. I used to keep a journal, not to record every detail of my life, but to create a rhythm of thinking and reviewing. Each evening, just a few lines. What did I learn today? Where did I grow? What should I try tomorrow? That simple act sharpened my awareness and made improvement automatic. You see, when your day has structure, your mind has space. You're not burning energy deciding what comes next. You're not fighting a dozen little battles with yourself. You know what's important, and you've made a place for it. For years, I treated health as something to fit in when there was time. But time never volunteered itself. It wasn't until I put exercise into the calendar, just like a meeting or an appointment, that it became real. Not every session was remarkable, but the consistency made all the difference. The structure made the freedom possible. Freedom to have energy, to pursue ideas, to enjoy life. Learning works the same way. If you only read or study when you feel inspired, the gaps will swallow your progress. But if you set aside even a small window each day, those minutes compound. Knowledge grows, skills develop, and what was once difficult becomes easy. Reflection is just as important. Take time to check in with yourself. Did you keep the promises you made to you? What needs to change? It's the habit of stepping back that keeps your framework alive and flexible. The structure's there, but you can always adjust the pieces. Design your daily framework with care. Make space for what matters most. your mind, your body, your ambitions, your relationships. Predictability in these areas is not a limitation. It's a platform for creativity and growth. When you know the basics are handled, you're free to think bigger, to try new things, to pursue ideas that once seemed out of reach. And remember, you don't have to overhaul everything overnight. Start small. Add one good habit, one useful routine. Build from there. The important thing is to move from chaos to order, from chance to choice. Freedom isn't won in the big moments. It's earned in the daily details, in the framework you build for yourself. Let your days serve your dreams, and you'll find that structure becomes your silent partner in success. Now let's talk about one of the greatest multipliers in life, the power of structure. Anything repeated should be organized into a dependable process. That's a philosophy worth adopting if you want to protect your time and energy for the things that really matter. You know, in my younger years, I used to handle every detail by hand, every bill paid, every note written, every appointment remembered. No reminders, no checklists, just sheer willpower. And let me tell you, it's exhausting. I found myself using precious mental energy just trying to keep up with the basics instead of focusing on growth and creativity. So I started developing simple methods, a checklist for my morning routine, a ledger to track my finances, a calendar for important calls and meetings. It wasn't fancy, but it worked. Every time I created a repeatable process, I noticed my mind was lighter, my day more productive. The energy I saved on the routine could now be invested in the exceptional. That's what structure does. It removes the need to decide the same things over and over. Think of it like this. If you have to choose every single day whether you'll do something important, you'll eventually lose some of those battles. But if you've already decided, if the pattern is set, if the routine is clear, there's no argument. You just follow through. I once knew a young couple always struggling to save. Every month, they promised themselves they'd set something aside if there was anything left over. And of course, there never was. Then they learned to build a system. The day their paycheck arrived, a set amount went straight into savings before they could touch it. Suddenly, saving was no longer a wish. It was a rhythm. The plan made discipline easy. Planning every meal, every workout. If you try to wing it, life will interfere. But if you prepare meals in advance, if you block out time for exercise, if you lay out your clothes the night before, you've built order into your day. You're not battling yourself at every turn. The framework does the heavy lifting. Checklists, schedules, templates. These are not restrictions. They're tools. They don't make life rigid. They make it reliable. When the essentials take care of themselves, your mind is free for creativity. Your focus is saved for growth. Remember, the goal isn't to become mechanical. It's to create enough order and rhythm in your day so that you can be spontaneous, imaginative, and deliberate when it counts. I've always said, success is doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. A solid framework makes the ordinary easy, so you can pursue the extraordinary. Take a look at your life. What tasks do you repeat day after day? Which decisions drain your energy? Those are the first candidates for structure. Build a method once, and it will serve you again and again. When you simplify the repetitive and organize the routine, you gain clarity. You gain the freedom to focus, to dream, to act. Building systems isn't about losing control. It's about taking control of what matters most. If you want more freedom, structure the predictable, so you have the space and strength for what's unpredictable, what's creative, what's truly your own. Let's go a step further. You've got systems running, automation working, routines in place. But here's a lesson that changed the way I looked at progress. A system is not static. You can't just set it and forget it, not if you want real growth. Every worthwhile system demands feedback and adjustment. Think about nature. Seasons shift, markets move, people change. The soil that grew last year's harvest might need something different this year. If the farmer ignores the signs, if he never checks the weather, never walks the rows, never looks for pests or drought, his system will fail him. Feedback is what keeps the system alive. In my own life, I made the mistake once of thinking that discipline meant stubbornness. That if I set a routine, I had to keep it exactly the same year after year. But life isn't that simple. I learned the value of review. I learned to measure, to reflect, to ask, is this working? Could it be better? Where am I getting results? And where am I just going through the motions? If you want your systems to keep serving you, build in time to check your progress. Maybe it's once a week. Maybe it's every month. Sit down, look at your numbers, your habits, your outcomes. Are you reading every night, but not retaining what you learn? Are you saving money, but missing opportunities to invest? Is your health routine making you stronger or just tired? Feedback tells you the truth, and truth is the beginning of improvement. I remember working with a young entrepreneur. He had the drive. He had the system. Every morning, same start, same checklist. But after a few months, results stalled. He was frustrated. I asked him, "When's the last time you reviewed what you're doing? When did you last measure your progress?" He hadn't. He was doing the right things, but not asking if they were still the best things. The moment he built in feedback, tracking results, adjusting routines, his progress accelerated. The beauty of a living system is its flexibility. You can refine it. A small change, a new morning habit, a quicker way to process paperwork, a different time for exercise, can yield big results over time. Each improvement compounds, just like interest in the bank. What starts as a tiny adjustment becomes a major advantage as the weeks and months pass. Consistency matters, but so does evolution. Don't cling to a system that no longer fits your goals, your life, your dreams. Give yourself permission to upgrade, to edit, to let go of what isn't working. That's not failure. It's wisdom. You can see this principle at work in every area of life. The best athletes watch game film, track their stats, adjust their training. The best businesses review numbers, survey customers, change their approach. The best individuals do the same. They look at the results, learn from mistakes, celebrate what's working, and course correct as needed. Remember, feedback without adjustment is just noise. Adjustment without feedback is just guessing. But put the two together, and you create a system that not only works, but improves with time. That's how you sharpen consistency and compound your results year after year. So, review, measure, refine. Build it into your routine. Let every bit of progress or setback become the raw material for a better system. That's how you move from good to great, from chaos to control, from routine to remarkable. Now let's talk about the part most people want to skip, the work on the front end. Systems demand effort, especially in the beginning. Building structure into your life, developing routines, setting up automation. It all takes discipline at the start. But let me assure you, the dividend on discipline is paid out in freedom, time, and results year after year. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Anyone can write down a goal. Anyone can dream of a better future. But it's discipline showing up day after day that turns dreams into reality. The first days of a new system are the hardest. You fight old habits. You wrestle with laziness. The temptation to go back to the old way is always waiting. But here's the promise. Once you put in the front-end effort, once you stick with it long enough for your system to take root, the work begins to pay you back. It's like planting a tree. At first, you dig the hole, you water it, you watch over it, and there's not much shade. But give it time. The roots go deep, the trunk grows strong, and soon it offers shelter, fruit, and beauty, far beyond what you put in. That's what a system does. It multiplies time. The energy you put in up front is returned to you over and over by the habits you've built. What used to take willpower now runs on routine. What used to be a battle is now just a part of who you are. I remember a time when my mornings were a struggle. I'd hit the snooze button, rush around, always starting the day behind. It felt like freedom. No alarm, no structure. But the reality was stress, lost time, missed opportunities. Then I made a decision. I built a new system. I set the alarm. I laid out my clothes the night before. I had a set routine to start the day. The first week was tough. Every bone in my body wanted to go back to the old way. But soon, the new habit took over. My mornings became calm, productive, even enjoyable. The discipline I showed in the beginning turned into a dividend of freedom every single day. Discipline builds the structure. The structure delivers the freedom. This is a law you can count on in business, in health, in relationships. Invest the effort up front, and the system will carry you further than motivation or willpower ever could. Let me ask you, what part of your life is asking for more discipline right now? Where are you still paying the price for chaos, for indecision, for a lack of routine? That's where your next dividend is waiting. Don't fear the effort. Embrace it, knowing that the investment will pay off, not just once, but for as long as you keep the system alive. Over time, something magical happens. The effort that once felt heavy now feels light. You begin to enjoy the process. Results come easier. Others look at your consistency and wonder what your secret is. The truth is simple. You paid the price of discipline, and now you're collecting the rewards. Remember, no system builds itself. But every system once built gives back far more than it takes. The discipline dividend is real. Earn it, and you'll discover a kind of freedom most people only dream about. Now, here's a truth that surprises people. Freedom isn't the absence of rules. It's the reward for mastering them. That's the hidden benefit of consistency. When your life runs on strong systems, on habits you've chosen and refined, you gain a new kind of liberty. Not the kind that fades when feelings change, but the kind that lasts, that deepens over time. You see, the person who lives by impulse is always a prisoner to the moment. He's pulled by every distraction, trapped by every urgent call for his attention. But the one who practices consistency, who lets systems run the routine, finds room to think, to create, to truly live with intention. I've seen it in business. The entrepreneur who relies on excitement and hustle might do well for a season, but the one who keeps showing up, who does the fundamentals day after day, soon pulls ahead. Customers trust consistency. Partners respect reliability. Even in uncertain times, the one with systems in place can adapt because the basics are never in question. The same is true in health. The person who exercises only when motivated lives on a roller coaster. Up today, down tomorrow. But the one who's built fitness into the fabric of life, whose system makes movement as regular as brushing teeth, never strays far from vitality. Consistency doesn't just protect your results, it protects your sense of freedom. And let's not forget creativity. People think rules stifle creativity. I've found the opposite to be true. When the ordinary is handled by routine, your mind is free to explore the extraordinary. The artist with a set time each day to create, the writer with a daily word goal, the inventor with regular hours to tinker, all discover a special kind of freedom. The mind, no longer occupied with the basics, can wander, imagine, invent. Why does consistency matter so much? Because it builds trust. Trust with others. Trust with yourself. When you do what you say, when you keep the rhythm day after day, confidence grows. You start to believe in your ability to follow through, and that belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your reputation improves, your results compound. The world starts to open up in ways you never expected. Think back to a time when you were in flow, days or weeks when everything seemed to work, when progress felt effortless. Chances are you had a system, you had momentum, and you tasted real freedom, the kind that comes from not having to think about every step, but knowing your habits would carry you forward. I remember once being asked, "Jim, don't you ever get bored with routine?" The answer is no, because routine is the price of admission for real adventure. When the basics are handled, you're free to seize opportunities, to travel, to try new things, to take risks, because you know the foundation is strong. The routine protects the essentials, and the essentials support your dreams. So don't chase the illusion of freedom that comes from avoiding structure. Embrace the reality of freedom that's built on it. Let consistency set you free. Build systems that serve your goals, and your goals will start serving you. And if you ever find yourself envying someone else's results, don't ask what they're doing today. Ask what they've done every day, quietly, consistently, for months or years. That's where true freedom lives. Let's bring it all together now. The architecture of a free life. What does it really take to move from just surviving to thriving? From reacting to life to engineering it with intention? It takes more than a good attitude, more than a flash of motivation. It takes a system, a framework that supports your health, your wealth, and your growth. Some people believe freedom is about luck. They wait for circumstances to line up, for the right opportunity, for the stars to align. But freedom is not luck. It's engineered. It's built brick by brick through the habits you form and the systems you maintain. When you put the ordinary on autopilot, you free up your most valuable resource, your attention. Let's start with health. If you've ever watched someone who seems to have boundless energy, who looks and feels younger than their years, it's not magic. It's the result of consistent choices, day after day. A system for eating well, a system for staying active, a system for rest and recovery. The best part. Once those routines are set, they run with little extra effort. The energy once spent worrying about what to eat, when to exercise, or how to recover can be used for something greater. Your dreams, your projects, your relationships. Wealth is no different. Financial freedom is rarely about a lucky break. It's about systems. Systems for saving, systems for investing, systems for tracking and growing what you earn. I've seen people of modest income build real independence by following simple, automatic rules with their money. Every dollar has a job. Every bill is handled on schedule. Every opportunity to grow is seized because the basics are covered. Freedom comes not from the size of your paycheck, but from the strength of your systems. Now, growth, personal, professional, spiritual. If you want to grow, you need structure to feed your mind and challenge your limits. Schedule time for learning, for reflection, for connection with others who stretch your thinking. make it as regular as eating or sleeping. Growth can't be left to chance. You engineer it. When your systems handle the ordinary, you gain the freedom to pursue the extraordinary. Want to travel? Build systems so your work, your finances, your health can travel with you. Want to create something new? A business, a book, a legacy? Put daily routines in place so your creativity flows instead of fighting chaos. The life of your dreams isn't waiting at the end of a lucky break. It's waiting at the end of a well-built system. Ask yourself, where do you want more freedom? In your time, your finances, your relationships? The answer isn't to throw away the rules, but to write better ones. Not to wait for a break, but to build a framework that supports your goals. A system for health gives you the freedom of energy. A system for wealth gives you the freedom of choice. A system for growth gives you the freedom of becoming. Put them together, and you're living by design, not by default. I encourage you, don't settle for random results. Become the architect of your own freedom. Draft your routines, lay your foundation, review your progress, and adjust as needed. When you commit to systems, you unlock a life that's not just successful, but significant. A life that serves you, and through you, serves others. That's the architecture of a free life. Freedom isn't an accident. It's a decision to build, to maintain, and to improve the systems that carry you to your highest potential.
Woo!